This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November the 2nd, 2006. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Our second item of business this morning, draft request for comment regarding purpose of disbursement entries that are filed with the Commission. And, Mr. Vice Chairman, we have a late submitted document.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move for the suspension of the rules for the timely submission of documents to consider agenda document 06-72.
Vice Chairman has moved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries by a vote of 6-0. And we have Richard Yule from the Council's office and also Rosie Smith on this matter. Mr. Yule.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As requested by the Commission, the draft before you in agenda document number 06-72 lists purpose of disbursement descriptions that are currently used by the Reports Analysis Division and the Audit Division during their preliminary review of the campaign finance reports filed with the Commission. The list provides examples of descriptions that are generally acceptable and descriptions that are generally unacceptable. They're offered to provide additional guidance to filers, and the document is formatted as a request for comment and would be published on the Commission's website with a 30-day comment deadline. We would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Yule. Discussion. For my part, I think this is a very positive project that the Commission has been working on over the last several weeks. As I think a lot of people know, the regulations are fairly sparse about the types of disbursement purposes that will be sufficient. And that makes sense in a rulemaking side where you're establishing broad categories of descriptions that will be sufficient and those that will not. I think this effort is designed to try to provide more guidance, more concrete guidance in the particulars. And my sense of political committees is that the more guidance we provide, the more apt they're going to be to follow it. And that in a lot of times, if we go the extra step to provide additional information that's not contained in the regulations, that can be helpful. I do think it's important to note that this is not a rulemaking. We're not purporting to amend the regulations, but I do think in our role in terms of issuing policy statements, we can provide guidance provides some gap filling in terms of areas where the regulations are silent. But I think this is an important project because it gives – we'll see what the commenters say in terms of the types of descriptions that we think are sufficient and the types that are not sufficient. And I think each list is equally important. And my sense is that committees, when provided additional detail of what is sufficient and what isn't sufficient, will be more apt to follow the guidance and will have better descriptions in their reports and, therefore, better information available to the public. So I'm very supportive of this undertaking and look forward to the comments. I understand the comment deadline would be December 4th of this year. Discussion. Mr. Vice Chairman.
I would just like to share in all of those thoughts, and emphasize again that this is not a change in any of our rules, but instead is a clarification. As you noted, that our regulations provide some limited guidance as to the kinds of terms that are deemed to provide sufficient levels of clarity of descriptions and some terms that are not deemed to be sufficiently clear through the experience of our staff. There and the review of tens of thousands of reports, they have come up with a more expansive list that they use, and I think that it is both helpful for those responsible for filling out these reports to have some sense if there are terms which we believe to be insufficiently clear as a description of the disbursement, and also to provide them with an opportunity to comment on the conclusions that we have reached in this area. So I just wanted to express my thanks to the staff for the hard work that went into this and would really appreciate thoughts from the regulated community on this expansion of the list of terms that we consider appropriate and inappropriate.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Further discussion? Commissioner Bonsakowski?
I just want to point out, and this is something that all of the commissioners share, and that is all of us want to take what we all know is a very complex law and a very complex set of regulations, and we want to provide as much clarity for the regulated community so they know exactly what it is they need to do when they're reporting and taking all the other actions they do. And I want to compliment my colleagues and Mr. Stoltz also for coming up with these kind of recommendations so that we can provide clarity to the regulated community. And this is just the second of what we hope are a series of items that we're going to publish that will do this. One of the other ones that we've asked for public comment on is the provisions we've just put out on minimum financial safeguards for committees to avoid embezzlements and problems. And this is another policy or instructions to committees so that they will have a better understanding of how to file accurate reports with us so they won't have problems. And it's a continuing effort by the commission today to do this.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also share in all of my colleagues' comments. And I think that part of what we're doing here is not only providing better guidance and clarity to the regulated community, but also providing greater transparency about our internal decision-making. And I think the more that we do that, the better for this agency. We like to say this is a disclosure agency, but I think for a lot of people who deal with us in the regulated community, it doesn't always appear very transparent how we come to some of the conclusions that we come to. So the more that we can do that, I think the better we will serve the regulated community and the more that the agency can be held accountable for its decision making, which I think is also something that we need to be mindful of.
Thank you, Commissioner. Additional discussion on the document before us? Are we ready to entertain a motion? Commissioner Bonsbakovsky.
I'll move. We approve. And put it out for public comment.
Commissioner Bonsikowski's move approval of agenda document number 06-72 regarding purpose of disbursements and that the agency release it to the general public for comment with a comment period through December 4th, 2006. Discussion on Commissioner Bonsikowski's motion. Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries by a vote of 6-0, and the document is approved. Thank you, Mr. Yule. Thank you very much.